Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to HealthyLife.net's Visionary Celebrity Series, a place where you get to call in and talk live to a world-renowned expert. Today's show is Mind Health Matters with Dr. Bernie Siegel, a world-renowned expert on mind, body medicine, and patient empowerment. So let's welcome Dr. Bernie Siegel. Hi, how are you?
Who is this?
This is Linda McKenzie, your guest for the day. Bernie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Is Linda there?
Linda is here.
All right. We're having a lot of static, and maybe it'll quiet down now that you're hooked in.
Yeah, it probably will.
But anyway, when you're ready to go, I can go.
Bernie, we're live. We're going.
All right. And where is dear Linda?
Dear Linda is right here with you, Bernie.
Say hello, Linda.
Hello, Bernie.
Hi.
Hi.
For a moment, tell us about your book and what you've written, because then I want to get into my crazy life and what I found about writing versus being an artist. So what have you written and why?
Well, what I did was I wrote a new book called The Total Mind-Body Weight Loss. And the reason that I wrote the book, Bernie, is unfortunately I do not like what they've been doing with trying to prescribe Ozempic and Wegovy and all these weight loss drugs that are $1,000 to $1,500 a month. And when you get off of them, you have to go monthly for shots. And when you get off of them, you actually gain the weight back. And then what happens is there's a lot of side effects with them, like stomach paralysis and colon blockages and even thyroid cancer. So I had developed a program back in 2007, which I did on tapes, but not in a book. And the tapes, the people were losing, it was using your mind to transform your body. And the tapes were actually helping people lose anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds in 6 weeks. And our poster child was a guy after 3 months, lost 100 pounds. Now there's no diet. There's no drugs. It's all about using your mind and changing the way that you think so that you can make a real commitment to weight gain, to weight loss. And then you, can cut your, change your eating habits effortlessly, to cut your emotional ties to eating and actually get naturally motivated to exercise. And so I wrote the book to kind of help people lose weight without any side effects.
You sound like me in the sense of years ago, I started a group for cancer patients when one of my patients said, I need to know how to live between office visits. And so I started a support group. We sent out a ton of invitations to patients saying, come on, you have cancer, we can help you, come to a meeting. Only 12 women showed up. And I said, because my wife was there too, I said, I can't believe this. I send out all those letters. I'm offering people help, and 12 women show up. She said, they're exceptional. So I named the group Exceptional Cancer Patients.
Good for you.
And then, because I want to talk about your book, but the reaction to me was, you know, he's crazy. What difference does your mind make? It's not going to... And one magazine, the New Yorker magazine, had on the front cover interview with the, oh, what's the word they use? The controversial Dr. Bernie Siegel. And I laughed because all they were doing was saying why I was controversial. How can you believe that the mind will make any difference? And the other was people kept coming up to me, and that's why I'm so interested in what you've done and written. And they said, why don't you write a book? Because I was going around talking to people. I said, I'm not a writer. And here's the story. The only C I got in 4 years of college was in creative writing. And I learned that it's because I was thinking too much, if you know what I mean. And this is what I ended up doing for people there who are listening and want to write a book. People would come up to me after I lectured and say, why don't you write a book? I said, because I'm not a writer. And one day, finally, somebody said, look, I know writers. So, you know, put something down, record it, and I'll give it to them to write a book. So I sat down and tape recorded a book. And like every evening or afternoon, I'd sit down with the tape recorder and just ramble on as if I was telling a story to people. And it became a New York Times number one bestseller, Love, Medicine, and Miracles. And so since then, I've learned I don't write anymore in the sense of thinking. You know, if I write, I write as if I'm talking, what I would talk about. And I've gotten, let's say, a little older, and I don't have the energy to sit in front of a tape recorder anymore. I just play with it in my head and enjoy that.
Right.
But I found that when you share things that way, really it's like talking to people, then it meant something to them, and it helped them change their life. And that's, again, what I really want to share with you in terms of our common experience. What you're saying to people is the same thing. Total mind, body, spirit, weight loss. And why do you write a book? You want to help people. You want to share your experience. What's been good for you? Like you were mentioning, getting into people's minds, into their heads. Why are they not taking care of themselves? And it's hard for me to stop talking. But studies were done. Because I realized I had a crazy advantage I didn't know about. Wonderful parents. They loved me. If I would come to them and say, I don't know what to do. Do what makes you happy. I just had a horrible day at school. God is redirecting you. Something good will come of this. And it was, again, those kinds of responses to me that made me have to learn about myself. You know, if they're not going to answer my questions. And the other was something really significant for my father. Because in the same way that why would you need to write a book? He said, what we're here for is to help other people. You know, so if I said to him, what job should I take? What should I be when I grow up? How do you want to help people? You know, you could fix somebody's car. You could be a doctor. It didn't matter as long as you're focusing on helping the people.
Right.
Now, I was very unhappy as a kid. I don't mean that in a real sense, but disappointed in them. Because I thought, my God, I'm asking them for help, and all they do is tell me what I'm supposed to do or think about. But, you know, I found out that they were right. I used to spend time talking to God. I'd sit down in the bedroom and say, God, my parents are no help. You got to help me. What should I do? And answers would come to me, you know, from within me.
Right.
And so I went on and became who I think I probably should have been. But let me say this to people, too, the thought of writing. One C in 4 years of college I got was in creative writing. And then I end up writing a bestseller. And it's where you're coming from. If you're thinking, see, if I was being the doctor, then what I wrote nobody liked. But when I cared about people and was trying to help them, then people read the book because they could feel the connection with them. And that's the sense I get out of you when you introduce yourself in your book and really looking within yourself and how you're helping people. You said a lot of things the way I would say them. And that's what people need.
I think so, too.
You're not coming from science, just take this and fix that. It's about yourself. Love yourself. And let me get back to one more thing. That when you care about yourself, you grow up to be a very different person. I keep writing letters to the editor about Trump. Because if he'd been loved by his parents, it wouldn't be, can you be a president? Can you be a rich man? It's, can you help people?
Well, you know.
And that's what people need to look at in their lives.
Right. But, Bernie, you know, my mother was opposite of yours, you know. And what happened was when I was growing up, I had written 4 books. And my mom said, when are you going to write a real book? You know, and you'll never make anything of yourself. You'll never do anything. You'll never. So a lot of times it doesn't matter the back talk that you get. It's how you overcome that and how, you know, because
right.
That doesn't matter to me that my mom said those things. It didn't stop me from trying to help people. And the same thing with your parents. You know, you viewed it in a different way. I wish I had your parents. You probably wish I had, you had my parents. You know, so, you know. But,
well,
you know.
See, you're a special soul. You, I'm sure, have an angel, too, like I do. I have an angel named George.
Mine is Gardenia.
All right. And people have seen him. He has saved my life multiple times. And I mean that literally. I thought all of it was nuts when people came up to me and say, there's a man standing next to you on the platform while you gave your lecture. And when I spoke at a Christian funeral, Elizabeth Cooper Ross was there, and she said, Bernie, are you Jewish? I said, what are you asking me that for? Because I spoke at this funeral. No, there's a rabbi standing next to you. And I said, oh, my God, that's George. He has saved my life a couple of times. And he said, you weren't supposed to die, so I stepped in to save you. I guess he knows when my life will be over. But, you know, if people, well, let me just give you a study. Harvard students were asked, did your parents love you? If they said no, 3/4 of them had suffered a major illness by middle age. If they said yes, only 25% had suffered an illness. So it's growing up with those parents and the support makes a difference in your life. And who's more likely to get cancer? Who's more likely to get other diseases? It's what's going on within your body. And I think that's why your book becomes important. Helping people love themselves and care for themselves. They,
well, the big, the biggest
for people,
right?
You know, why is thinking important? Why is visualization important? How does it work? You have to realize you're changing your body. Monday we have more heart attack, suicide, illnesses. Why? Because people are going to work on Monday, and they're giving their body a message. It's always hard for me to not tell stories because. A fellow who was supposed to die within a couple of years said, I'm moving to Colorado. I want to die in the mountains. It's beautiful there. I said, please tell your family to call me and I'll come to the funeral. Well, a few years go by, I get no call, and I was annoyed at the family. So I called them to say, why did you disregard my desire to come to the funeral? And he answered the phone. He said, it was so beautiful here, I forgot to die. And that's the thing I began to learn from people, whether they were millionaires or poor people, when they switched to what they wanted to do with the time they had left. Like one guy who was a millionaire, he showed up to introduce me at a lecture. And I said, what are you dressing those old clothes for? He said, I learned something. You know, if I'm comfortable in this, I don't have to come in a suit to impress everybody. And when I learned I had a few months to live, I told all my employees, I don't care what you wear when you come to work. Or he said, and then I didn't die when I changed all those things. So I don't pay attention to a lot of things I used to impress people with how much money I had. And that's the part. You see why Dr. Siegel years ago was controversial, because this wasn't scientific. But when you get up every day saying, I love my life, your body literally is physically different. Your immune system and hormone levels and everything else. So when you talk to people about creative health, mind, body, spirit, weight loss, you know, even you ask yourself, why am I writing this? You're trying to help people, teach them about how they can connect with their body. And if they grew up without love, that we're saying, I'll repair you. Yeah, I said that to people, that I'll be your father. And that's when they started living. They knew somebody cared about them. And I think when you write this book and when people will read it, they're knowing they've got a mother who loves them. And that's the message of life. And then they say, I'm worth something, and I'm going to take care of myself, even if my parents didn't. So don't forget that. What else do you want to say? You're quiet now.
Well, well, I love your stories. I, at this age, I have a lot of stories too, but not as many as you, because I'm not quite as old as you yet, but I'm getting there. But, you know, I think it's very important because there's so many people that are obese these days, and there's a lot of reasons for that. A lot of it now is, not just the fast food and the ultra processed food, although that's quite a bit. A lot of it is these PFAs or these plastic particles now that they're finding everywhere. And, you know, our bodies, you know, we need some of this fat to help our immune system. We need 30% of the fat in the immune system. A lot of times the Alzheimer drugs that they're giving you or the statins, they're stopping cholesterol, and we need a lot of cholesterol just for the brain to function, right? So what we want to do is we want to try to find ways in which we can take care of our body and take care of our mind and keep, and the spirit in this book is the desire to be healthy and on a mind, body, and spirit level. So you're happy, your body's healthy, and you feel good. You're emotionally healthy. And that's what I did was, it was interesting because this, the tapes originally were reviewed by the Olympic Committee, and I won many awards for the tapes. And so, but now I think it's a good time to introduce, I never did a book. So I did the book, and now I'm going to do an audio book. And so therefore, in less than 30 minutes a day, people can listen in the morning and listen at night, take 6 weeks to break a habit, and they can listen to, you know, my voice, you know, and on a stress meditation, because I believe that there's four types of stress that actually are the culprits to weight gain. Like one, you know, like there's nutritional stress, right? And that's when you're not getting enough nutrients, not eating the right foods, because then the body doesn't process the food correctly. And then there's emotional stress where you're eating for the wrong reasons, you're holding on to the weight. A lot of women that have been sexually abused as children don't realize that they hold on to the weight because they want to seem unattractive on an unknown level. And that helps to develop food cravings and food dependency and overeating. And then we have the physical stress when we're not getting enough exercise. I mean, the greatest drug of all is exercise. And that will keep you moving. And when you don't get enough exercise, it slows the body metabolism down, and that increases fat storage. And then, nobody thinks of this, but it's the environmental stress, which I did in 2007, the outside pollutants, the food and drug pollutants. You may be on a Prozac, right, or some kind of drug that the doctor's got you on, and that may be causing the weight gain. Right? And you just don't know. And then there's outside pollutants, like here in California, you're driving down the freeway and you're breathing all the gas fumes. Your body, your immune system is saying, hey, you know, I've got to capture that, you know, so that I can hold it and not, you know, and you know, get it out of the body. And so therefore you hold on to weight just from a lot of these pollutants and now the PFAs, which is those plastic particles. So, you know, I feel, so the book, what it does is that you can kind of say, okay, today I think I want to, I'm going to probably overeat because it's a holiday. So you can listen to the chapter on overeating and how to, and it will tell you to, when you have enough, it actually tricks you into taking a sip of water. And when you've had enough food and it just cuts you off. It was funny, when I was writing this book, I was very thin. I didn't need to lose weight. And I kept losing weight. And I'm going, what the heck is going on? And then I'm sitting there and I'm having lunch. And I've had enough. But, you know, when I was growing up, if you did not finish your plate, you couldn't get seconds. And there was never enough food. So you had to eat, you know, ate everything. And then you wanted to cram as much as you could. So because you didn't know when you were going to eat again. So I, you know, but here I was, you know, doing that old pattern of trying to eat. And then I took a sip of water and I stopped eating. And I said, oh my goodness, the program's working on me. So I'm sitting there going, what the heck happened here? So what you can do is you say, okay, I'm going to do this not eating, you know, I'm going to alter my emotional ties to eating or just reduce my food intake. And then there's two other little 10-minute, 8-minute visualizations. One is a stress-free meditation. You can pick one, any kind you want. And then there's a thinking thin meditation where you actually see yourself in a mirror growing thinner at your perfect weight, and it jogs your memory to balance your left logical side and your right creative side of the brain so that it starts to accomplish what you want without effort, because now they have lots of studies on that.
I have to interrupt you with a story.
Okay.
Because of what you said, the word mirror. This was a woman who had a neurological disease as a child, never liked her body, and then she developed another disease and was dying. And she said, I didn't want to die disliking my own body. So I laid down, and I got a photograph of this, naked in front of the mirror and started loving my body. And when did I get this letter and the picture of her nude body and the mirror reflecting it? When her disease went into complete remission and she didn't die.
Wow.
Loving herself. And that's the part, you know, that I used to get criticized about, because that's not scientific. How the hell is it going to help mine and burn a mirror? But you're changing your body chemistry.
1 minute.
Monday morning, we had more heart attacks, strokes, suicides, and illnesses. Why? Oh, I have to go on a freaking job today. But what if you loved what you're doing? And people need to understand that. That's why one more comment, then I guess we have to take a break, is draw a picture of yourself at work. Draw your home and family. Look at the picture. What does it look like? And even if you're getting medication, draw yourself with your medication. If you see it as some horrible poison in the picture, then you're going to have every side effect in the book. But if you see it as a gift from God, you're not going to have any trouble. So understand how important your mind is. And it's, you know, the title says Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. I mean, when that's in there, it means something.
The Book of Miracles by Dr. Bernie Siegel contains inspiring stories of healing, gratitude, and love. Heartwarming and heart-opening, these stories were gathered from decades of his medical practice. The stories are riveting, warm, and demonstrate what we are capable of. They show that we can achieve miracles as we confront life's difficulties. Discover the importance of how changing from the inside out opens the door for a miracle to take place, and more, in Dr. Bernie Siegel's new book, A Book of Miracles. Get it now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or your favorite bookstore. Dr. Bernie Siegel's A Book of Miracles.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Before you go to bed in the middle of the night when you can't sleep, or in the morning, fresh from dreams, Dr. Bernie Siegel is up ahead of you. The light is on at his writing desk. Maybe, amazingly, he's been mulling over the very same thing you've been thinking about. Introducing Words and Swords, the new series of journaling journeys with poetic thoughts by Bernie Siegel, M.D. Each of Bernie's poems is paired with space for you to express your feelings and thoughts, providing you with the opportunity for healing and growth, and to laugh a little with Dr. Bernie Siegel. Order Words and Swords now at 800-723-0336. That's 800-723-0336.
Love, Magic, and Mud Pies is a brand new book by Bernie Siegel, M.D. It helps you raise your kids to feel loved, be kind, and make a difference. Bernie, a husband of over 50 years, father of five children, and grandparent of eight, shares the gems of wisdom he has gathered from his practice and his own family life. Using his caring, comforting, down-to-earth style, Bernie's book answers parenting questions and gives you a wealth of quotes, anecdotes, and parenting tips, delivered with just the right dose of compassion, inspiration, and gentle humor. Love, Magic, and Mud Pies, an insightful, supportive, must-have guide on every aspect of parenting. Love, Magic, and Mud Pies by Bernie Siegel, M.D. is available on Amazon.com and fine bookstores everywhere. Order it today. And don't forget to hear Bernie Siegel's show, Mind Health Matters, right here on HealthyLife.net.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Bernie. I'm glad you're back. I'm back, too.
All right. What was I going to say? I have so many thoughts in my head about all the things I've been doing. You know, people have to love themselves. Also, get a pet. There was one doctor I knew in Australia. He had to do a lot of driving to visit, you know, his patient, and he said, I began to notice after heart attacks, if they had a dog in the house, a year later, more of them were alive. So he started telling everybody to get a dog. And it changes you. You know, if you have a relationship, love, your body has changed. That's what people need to realize. This is all science that we're talking about. If you feel good, if you're happy, your immune functions are better. Stress hormone levels are better. You know, Monday morning, we have more heart attacks, strokes, suicides, and illnesses. So it's how people feel about their life. So love yourself and pay attention, get the book. And because it's not just about your diet or your weight, it's your whole body that responds to all the chemical, in a sense, changes that occur in your body when you're loving yourself, exercising. Yeah, I meant to tell you this. I ran a marathon at age 70.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I went to Cape Cod with one of our kids because I didn't want to run the streets and bridges of New York. I knew how difficult that was from previous, marathons that I did. And it was just a wonderful experience. By the way, I'm 91 now, And I know it made a difference in my life, but I wasn't doing it to not die. I was doing it, you know, raise funds for charities, have fun, and it was funny because our son, one of our sons, ran with me, and he needed to go faster than me. So he ran ahead, and he used to leave messages with people. And the marathon is 26 miles. So I'd be running along, and I'd hear people yell, "Hey, Bernie, come on!" You know, because I have a shaved head, and our son gave them description. So I got yelled at for 26 miles, and it was funny. But that's our son. That's how he does things. And, and I may add, he has a type of cancer now. But, again, he's living my message in my sermons. And I see the difference in him. He was in the house the other day, and I said, "You're looking very well." And that's his body chemistry. He's listening to what we're talking about on this show.
Well, I have to tell you, Bernie, that my aunt, she lives in Wellesley, and then she has they have a house on Harwich, and on the Cape there, and you know, she had gotten cancer, and she got your book, and it helped her beat the cancer, and she's still now alive, 30 years later. And then when my mother got cancer, she told my mother about your book. And my mother said, "Isn't he on your network?" I said, "Yeah, for about 20 years." So she says, "Oh, okay." So I got her your book, and she passed. But, you know, but that's, she had many things wrong with her, not just heart and cancer and COPD. I mean, you know, I mean, this one. So, I mean, you smoke 3 to 4 packs of Chesterfield a day for 70 years. So, you know, she lived until she was 86. So even doing that, I thought she was doing pretty well, you know,
right,
on that. But she, you know, so you've helped people from generation to generation. And one of the things you have to understand, Bernie, is that when you're on this show now, on this network, we now reach 3.2 million listeners a month, right? That's a lot of listeners. And so when you're touching hearts and minds with your stories, you're still helping to save people. And so you're a light in the world. And you need to understand that you are a light in the world. And even though, you know, and you're going to be around for a little bit longer, and that's okay. You know, I'll take you as long as you're there, you know. So.
And I'll come back whenever you want. 'Cause I love talking.
And I can see ghosts, so I'll be able to see you.
Yeah, it makes such a difference, as I said, to care about people. And I know it made a difference in my patients, and especially the ones who came, because they were more likely to be survivors. You know what I mean? They didn't say, "Oh, he's crazy. How can I make a difference? You know, what you're doing, how you're thinking." But, boy, oh, boy, at the hospital, they were changed by the experience. And I'll tell you something. The nurses used to say to me, "Why do so many people who are not your patients keep paging you to come to their room?" I said, "It's because they have beliefs that most doctors don't. So they need somebody to support them, and they know if they page me and I come to their room, I'll accept it. What they're trying to do. You know, even if they said, "I want a miracle," you know, fine, I'll help you have a miracle. If it doesn't happen, hey, at least we tried.
Right.
And that's the important part. So what transformed the doctors and the nurses in the hospital were what happened to the patients. You know, first they were considered crazy, paging Dr. Siegel. What difference does that make? And then when they would do better than expected, like not having side effects to chemotherapy or things like that, it was like, "Oh, the nurse probably didn't put any in the, you know, in the intravenous." And no, they did. It's the patient who didn't have a reaction. I mean, people would even wake up after surgery and not have pain. They were in a trance, you know, but this healthy mind made them believe, and they felt better. And that changes your immune function, stress hormone levels. You know, it's a scientific effect,
right,
of what you're thinking.
Exactly.
Said, Monday morning, more heart attacks, strokes, suicides, and illnesses. Because how people feel about that damn job and the traffic. And yeah, but if you're doing what you love and you're out there to help people, you feel good. And by the way, we bought a house in Cape Cod, too.
Oh, you did? Good. Where is it at?
Not many people were up there, except those living there. You know, it wasn't a resort area yet.
Right, right.
And my wife, I got to tell you this story, why I'm laughing. We had three boys, and I told my wife, I want a daughter to take care of me when I get older. And she said, no, I'm not going to have more kids. And finally, I was such a pest, she said, all right, I'll try one more time. She became pregnant, and the obstetrician told her she's going to have twins.
Oh, no.
And she said to me, if it's two more boys, I am not coming home from the hospital. That's my wife. And the obstetrician, after a few months, took an x-ray. He said, one of them's a girl. And literally, she was born first. And I hear the obstetrician say, what a gentleman, he let his sister out first. So, you know, my wife didn't leave home. And, oh, yeah, and the other thing, is, see, you talk about mind-body. My wife's pregnant. She's due to have the kid right before Christmas. She turns to me and said, I'm not going to be in the hospital at Christmas. And I knew what would happen. She had the kids the day after Christmas. That's, I mean, you know, she bought the package and worked with me, and she knew she could communicate with her body. And so the day after Christmas, she said, okay, let's go. And we named our daughter Carolyn because of all the Christmas carols that were playing in the hospital. But she came out first, and the obstetrician said, what a gentleman. He let his sister out first. So then my wife knew she'd had a daughter and would come home again. But it's you can't separate your mind and body. Don't forget that. And it's not about not dying. It's about living. That's what helps you to keep living, that your body gets the message. You like living? I'll do what I can for you. So, and times, yes, illness comes. And I always say to people, how would you describe your illness? The word they said was always about what was going on in their life. And I'd say, all right, how are we going to help, you know, eliminate that problem from your life? And then they didn't need the illness anymore. And it was amazing when people were open-minded enough to accept some responsibility for their health and how they're doing and everything else. And when I talked about a minute or two ago about the drawings, you see, your mind knows what's going on in your body. And when you get people to do drawings, then it shows what's good for them or not good for them or what's happening inside them. So if the doctor offers you a treatment, draw yourself getting the treatment. You can even email them to me, and I can tell you what looks good. Because there literally have been people who drew God as the source of chemotherapy. They're not going to have side effects. And then others have every side effect in the book because it's a poison. But it's a poison if your mind makes it a poison. Because mind, again, and body, creative health and spirit publishing. But it's health and spirit. Mind, body, spirit, weight loss. It could be mind, body, spirit, cancer therapy. Whatever. So use that. And don't feel afraid of being a failure or a loser. You say, well, what if I do it and we're going to die anyway? Yeah, we're all going to die. We're not trying to keep you alive forever. We're trying to keep you healthy now while you enjoy life. And that is another thing that maybe I need to bring up here, because creative health and spirit are also part of death. My parents, my wife's parents, my patients, they would pick a date and say when they were dying. And we all had a big party. I mean, my father said, I'm dying Friday afternoon. I can't be in my body anymore. It's too painful. So we told everybody. They all came to the hospital, and he died Friday afternoon when the last, our daughter Carolyn was the last one to come. Here, he took his last breath and died. And again, that impressed people too, because again, if you get tired of your body, if it's not comfortable anymore, fine, you can leave. I have to add this, then I'll stop because I know we're getting towards the end. Was my mother, I told everybody at the hospital, my mother would never die with me in her room because I've been helping people to live, and she thinks it will upset me if she dies. And when I told them all that, I left her room. Every few hours I'd step out. I came back the last time. They said, yes, she just died. I said, I told you that she would do that.
Before you go to bed in the middle of the night when you can't sleep, or in the morning fresh from dreams, Dr. Bernie Siegel is up ahead of you. The light is on at his writing desk. Maybe, amazingly, he's been mulling over the very same thing you've been thinking about. Introducing Words and Swords, the new series of journaling journeys with poetic thoughts by Bernie Siegel, MD. Each of Bernie's poems is paired with space for you to express your feelings and thoughts, providing you with the opportunity for healing and growth, and to laugh a little with Dr. Bernie Siegel. Order Words and Swords now at 800-723-0336. That's 800-723-0336.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
The Book of Miracles by Dr. Bernie Siegel contains inspiring stories of healing, gratitude, and love. Heartwarming and heart-opening, these stories were gathered from decades of his medical practice. The stories are riveting, warm, and demonstrate what we are capable of. They show that we can achieve miracles as we confront life's difficulties. Discover the importance of how changing from the inside out opens the door for a miracle to take place, and more, in Dr. Bernie Siegel's new book, A Book of Miracles. Get it now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or your favorite bookstore. Dr. Bernie Siegel's A Book of Miracles.
What can you learn from exceptional patients? Plenty. No matter what disease you are dealing with, Dr. Bernie Siegel's book, Peace, Love, and Healing, can help you identify the hidden factors that may be stopping you from getting well. What are the hidden factors? Are you ready? Guilt and blame. Find out how guilt and blame is related to your lifestyle and illness. In Peace, Love, and Healing, Bernie, as he likes to be called, will tell you what steps you can take to heal a life and cure a disease. Peace, Love, and Healing. Get it today at fine bookstores or at Bernie's website, ecap-online.org.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Hey, Bernie. Okay. Well, Bernie just fell off the line, so I'm going to take over here for just a moment. And I'm going to give you where you can get my Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss book. You can get it at Amazon or Target or Walmart. You can get it at Barnes & Noble or wherever fine bookstores are sold. My website is lindamckenzie.net, and that's MacKenzie.net, lindamckenzie.net. And, you know, we love Bernie here. He's just one of these wonderful people that is truly trying to help everyone. And me too. That's what I'm trying to do. I mean, this whole network, HealthyLife.net, is all filled with 40 hosts that are trying to help you be the best that you can be, using natural methods and all sorts of wonderful things. Anyway, so again, you know, I think we've got Bernie back on the line. Bernie, are you back?
I'm back.
I'm glad you're back, because I'm back too. It's a good thing I know radio, so I could fill in for you, you know?
All right. I got to tell you a story.
Okay.
If I can remember it now, because when the line went dead. I don't know if I mentioned it to you. When we were going, when my father said I want to die Friday afternoon, my angel George said, ask your father how he met your mother. And so when I walked in the room, I said, how did you and Mom meet? And he said, he was walking down the beach with a bunch of boys, and he saw a bunch of girls that was sitting there every weekend. And the boys tossed coins and then could go and pick out certain girls. And my father said, I tossed a coin too, and I lost, so I got your mother. And everybody burst out laughing. And he literally died laughing. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people ought to do, to enjoy life, live your life, you know, creative, health, and spirit. And when it's time to go, you go, because you're tired. So, you know, my father lived his life. When he was tired, he invited everybody to a party, and he left. And nobody there felt, you know, tragically affected by the loss. They walked out with a smile.
Well, there's, you know, one of the things, Bernie, I think is that, you know, I've done a lot of studying on, and I find that fear is the worst thing that you can have. And it's such a silly thing, because if you take a look at fear, it's either fear of loss or fear of death. That's the only two things that fear gives you, loss or death. So you come in this world with nothing, you go out with nothing. And then there's a fear of death, but there's life on the other side. You've seen your rabbi. I know I've been to the other side a lot, and I've done a lot of documentaries and TV and Discovery Channel with all of that stuff. And so, you know, what we have to do is remember that, you know, there, you don't have the fear when you're dying, you know, embrace it. It's almost right. Like, you know, there's a really great Buddhist way. I had someone on, and they said, that what you do is you say goodbye to the elements of your body, and you say, okay, I'm going to release all the fire elements of my body and my breath and air. And, you know, so you reproduce, you know, the air, the earth, and all these different elements back to, the creation. And you are one with creation, and we all are, and yet we all have this wonderful spark of life that lives on even past death. So death is an illusion. And so we live the best life we can, be of service to mankind or the planet, and try and get back as close to God as you possibly can with using kindness and gratitude and all the positive emotions. And then you have a great life.
You have to remember, what dies are the physical things, not the spirit. And, you know, what I have to say, what convinced me and changed me were people in an audience who came up and said, there's a man standing next to you on the, you know, by the podium. Or other things. I mean, they saw things going on that I didn't, but I became converted ultimately too, because I stopped saying, that's crazy, that can't be, how can that be, you know. And yeah, let me tell you one more. I was at a Jewish service, and sitting in, you know, the synagogue, and I saw a cloud come in the door, literally a little cloud, and it headed straight for me, stopped over my head, and I realized it was my mother-in-law. And she was saying goodbye to me. So that she had just died. And she was in a nursing home, was ill, you know, wasn't unexpected. And she went zipping out after saying goodbye to me. And I left, got in my car, drove to the nursing home. And as I walked in, a nurse said, "Oh, you've heard." I said, "Yeah, my mother-in-law came and said goodbye." Now, people may think you're crazy. I don't worry about that. Because if it happened to me, it happened. And
my father did the same thing. My father did the same thing. When he died, it was in New York. And he was in New York, and I was in California. And the moment that he died, he came over to me, and I saw him, and I said, you know, and he said, "Take care of your mother." And and when I was there, and she was, because he was only 55, and he was nothing wrong with him, and he just had this one in a million thing happen, you know, and he was immediately dead. He was playing handball with the borough president, right? That I had introduced him to, and he had won the winning stroke, but somehow something from his stomach went into his lungs and burst his lungs, and he was dead instantaneously. Something crazy. And so my mom was only only 50 or something, and so she was just a basket case because they had planned all their life, delaying their life, waiting for when they retired to do it. And I said to her, "You know, Mom, now that Dad's gone, you're still young. You can do whatever you want to do. You want to go back to school. You want to do this. You know, live your life, you know, and don't wait to live your life. Live it now." But she didn't,
The way to know is more through dreams and drawings.
Right.
And I mean that literally, because when people draw on a page, there's past, present, and future in different segments of the page. So I would a lot of times do it to help people. Like, where should I go to college? You can draw pictures. Who should I marry? Literally, you could, and there are guys who do this, I would pick out the right one from the drawings. And it's not crazy. It's in you. It's in your psyche. And when you have that faith and belief, then you live a healthier life because it's the one that you have chosen for yourself. You're not imposing it upon your body, eating a certain food, doing a certain thing, then living is no longer work because you're living your life, and what a difference it makes.
Right. And that's why I want people to get my Total Mind, Body, Spirit weight loss book, because I want them to live life where they can move and have fun and feel good as long as they can.
Yeah, and I like the title in a sense that it says Total Mind, Body, Spirit weight loss. How much does your mind, your body, and your spirit weigh? But the weight is the burden that you're putting on your mind, your body, and your spirit by the life you live. If it's your life, and you can tell from a drawing, if you said, "I don't know what job to take," fine, draw all three of them. You'll know which is the better one.
1 minute.
And so when your mind, body, and spirit are living their authentic lives, your burden, your weight of living will be a hell of a lot less. So live discernment.
Before you go to bed in the middle of the night when you can't sleep, or in the morning fresh from dreams, Dr. Bernie Siegel is up ahead of you. The light is on at his writing desk. Maybe, amazingly, he's been mulling over the very same thing you've been thinking about. Introducing Words and Swords, the new series of journaling journeys with poetic thoughts by Bernie Siegel, M.D. Each of Bernie's poems is paired with space for you to express your feelings and thoughts, providing you with the opportunity for healing and growth, and to laugh a little with Dr. Bernie Siegel. Order Words and Swords now at 800-723-0336. That's 800-723-0336.
Love, Magic, and Mud Pies is a brand new book by Bernie Siegel, M.D. It helps you raise your kids to feel loved, be kind, and make a difference. Bernie, a husband of over 50 years, father of five children, and grandparent of eight, shares the gems of wisdom he has gathered from his practice and his own family life. Using his caring, comforting, down-to-earth style, Bernie's book answers parenting questions and gives you a wealth of quotes, anecdotes, and parenting tips, delivered with just the right dose of compassion, inspiration, and gentle humor. Love, Magic, and Mud Pies, an insightful, supportive, must-have guide on every aspect of parenting. Love, Magic, and Mud Pies by Bernie Siegel, M.D. is available on Amazon.com and find bookstores everywhere. Order it today. And don't forget to hear Bernie Siegel's show, Mind Health Matters, right here on HealthyLife.net.
The Book of Miracles by Dr. Bernie Siegel contains inspiring stories of healing, gratitude, and love. Heartwarming and heart-opening, these stories were gathered from decades of his medical practice. The stories are riveting, warm, and demonstrate what we are capable of. They show that we can achieve miracles as we confront life's difficulties. Discover the importance of how changing from the inside out opens the door for a miracle to take place, and more, in Dr. Bernie Siegel's new book, A Book of Miracles. Get it now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or your favorite bookstore. Dr. Bernie Siegel's A Book of Miracles.
Smudge Bunny, a book for children by Dr. Bernie Siegel, is based upon a true story of a bunny named Smudge, whom the Siegels really rescued. This charming tale about Smudge Bunny and her mother can help teach a child how to survive difficulties and turn them into blessings, as well as getting greater self-esteem. Smudge Bunny by Dr. Bernie Siegel, a charming tale, a bunny's tale, just for your child. Get it today at Amazon.com, bookstores, or Bernie's website at ecap-online.org.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.